Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, we are outside, this time in the wind, sheltered by a beautiful alcove. We're reaching the end of the tour. This is a session that is private. It's private to the indigenous who are here, all of them, in respect of the traditions of the ancients. The traditions of the ancients would not speak of that which was the polarity of the afterlife. They believed in the layers of life. They believed in the afterlife. They believe in that which precedes it. The creation story is precious to them and sacred. And they don't speak of it openly, especially in a group like this, for the traditions would say it would tend to hasten their demise. And that is the reason they are not involved in this particular channel. Because I want to talk about this polarity. I want to add on to the channel of yesterday. A channel when we talked about the energy becoming more profound, duality being more profound. We talked about a situation where light is winning. In these years, directly after the shift, there is a battle of dark and light. And I want to discuss this with you. I want to tell you this, dear ones. You had a beautiful healing session. And you may have done things in that healing session that you hadn't done before. And you may have left the baggage behind, as we said. But as soon as you leave the group, as soon as you go to a place that is not reinforced by the numbers of light workers, like this is right here where you sit, the battle begins. The dark and light battle is earthwide. But not as strong as it is personally. You really, truly are under attack. And the attack is through your own Akash. The darkness that is there, the things that you fear, the things that you hate, will tend to swell up and fight that because the yin and the yang is built in. Yin and yang is built in. The duality that you've spoken of, that we have spoken of, that every single human has, is built in. And the fight is this. You will leave this place. And then it begins. And what begins is that battle which questions what you did. The validity. The reality. The Western training you had as you were growing up, perhaps, would get in the way of what you did or what you were taught. Your friends, they may say things. The ones you live with may say things. And it makes you question whether any of this was real. I want you to recognize that immediately as that part of you, which is the duality part, the dark part, that does not want you to have a higher consciousness, that is very happy if you would simply stay the same as you were. Survival sometimes is that which does not change. Many times change is then seen as dangerous because you don't really know what's ahead. And so there's always part of you, the dark part, that says, don't move anything, don't change anything, everything's going to be just like it is. Yes, fear that which you've always feared, because that's who you are. And that's the next thing I want to tell you, is you have a tendency to define yourself and say, this is who I am, this is who I've always been, this is what I'm afraid of, this is what I do. Here are my propensities for bad health, here's what I'm going to catch. I want you to rewrite that now as part of the healing you had before. Because the dark side will take you into the depths of fear. And it'll start when you least expect it, in your dreams. It'll project itself when you don't expect it, into your voice, into that which you'll then start to verbalize as your fears around other people. And you'll start to forget that you're a being of light. Light will always, always win. If you have a dream which takes you there and you wake up in the middle of the night, I invite you to stand up, move around, walk a little bit, come back and reframe who you are. Do not let the residual of a bad dream take you to a place that then goes into the next day. Reframe it. Put your hand in the air if you wish to and claim your magnificence and say, dark part of me, get in the back seat. Because you're not driving anymore. And that's what it does. It drives your life. I don't have to tell you that. Because some of you already know it. You've tried your best all your life. And yet somehow it always slips to where you don't want it to be. Let this be the explanation of why that happens. But in this new energy, what you do this time is going to work. Reframe, rewrite who you are. Claim it differently. I am so-and-so, your name goes here, and then paint a picture of who you are. A picture that is far different than that which you would have said maybe last year or the year before. And start with this, I belong here. I'm a worker in the light. Evil things get away from me. Because everywhere I walk, the bubble of light that I am pushes away that which is inappropriate for my magnificence. That's the story. And what happens, dear ones, is how you reframe yourself and your enlightenment and the consciousness that you become literally is etched into your Akash so that when you return, that's where you start. You don't have to relearn any of this. Can you imagine if you've had fears all your life? If you've been afraid of things? If you've suffered? If you clear this time around, your soul, next time around, will start where you left off. And that is different than before the shift. Before the shift, you were always put into a situation of relearning. But now the Akashic energy is starting to then evolve. And as it does, it creates something that is new. It's not the first time I've told you, but you need to hear it again. Whatever you do right now will be permanent. And when you come in again, you just continue. Not with fear. You continue with that which you left with, which is understanding, a reframing of who you are. Some of that is happening now. You see it with the young people who are starting to come in and they're not necessarily going to that side where their parents would tell them to do. Be afraid of this. Here is your enemy. This is what happens when you do this. And they're rebelling because they know better. Because there's an Akashic rewrite in them. Some of you have seen it. They're actually forming their own groups to get away from the energy of the past. This is a new human. It's a new situation. Go from this place and understand you don't have to slip backwards into the old ways. Those who had a healing yesterday, you don't have to then have it like a bad drug that's going to wear off or a band-aid that's going to come off. That is a linear thought from a human being. Instead, you're changing the very consciousness of yourselves, rewriting who you are, stepping into a new kind of light. So the rest of your life is much better. But then, dear ones, as you are reborn into the planet, you represent a human who can do so much more than when you arrived here in the condition you were in the old energy. It's profound. Yes, there is a dark side of the planet, of you, of everything. That is the polarity. The ancients knew it, saw it. They have their traditions to stay away from it. They have their traditions to reframe their own tribe so they can be positive about life. What's your tradition? Why don't you write it right now? Reframing. Rewriting. So that when you leave this place, you leave it with the energy you created and it stays there. And so it is.